With the many prophecies of the Messiah throughout the Old Testament, perhaps the most powerful and most important prophecy is found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 52, verse 13, all the way through chapter 53, verse 12. This passage undoubtedly proves that God is the author of Scripture and that Jesus is the fulfillment of messianic prophecy. No human could have predicted, even by accident, the details found in this passage, nor could anyone fulfill them, even if they tried. Only Jesus fulfilled what is in this passage because Jesus is the Messiah. As you read the text, you saw that Jesus is the suffering servant. He was so brutally beaten that he was irrecognizable as a human being. And when people saw him, they were so shocked at his mere appearance that they were left speechless. Jesus was despised, rejected, and they esteemed him not. In other words, he not only suffered external abuse, but also internal grief because there was no response from those whom he came to save. Chapter 53, verse 5 says, "He was pierced for our transgressions and he was crushed for our iniquities." Jesus was crushed and crucified on the cross, and his death was the offering for our transgressions, our iniquities, and our sin. The most impactful for me from this passage is chapter 53, verse 10, where it says, "Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him." Wow! It was God's plan for his son Jesus to suffer all that is in this passage. And why? So that many would be accounted as righteous. After reading and meditating on this passage, I am just that much more excited and grateful for salvation and all that Christ did for me on the cross. Aren't you? As I remember how this passage shows that God authored the suffering of his son for my transgressions and my iniquities and my sins, and how all of it was planned by God himself, I'm just in awe. And I always ask, why for me, Lord? The only proper posture and response to Christ's suffering is gratitude, humility, and worship. And though Jesus suffered and died on the cross, remember, Sunday's coming.